comments made by a Connecticut lawmaker are not sitting well with many people. Last month, a relief for Connecticut borrowers working group convened to propose policy directed towards student loan assistance. In that August meeting, co-chair and state representative Kavros DeGraw from Avon was emphasizing the importance of a college education when she said this.
And remember, you know, if folks aren't going to college and getting the jobs that, you know, college educations fill, what jobs are they ending up in? They're ending up in jobs that do not pay them enough, and then they do become, quote unquote, a burden on everyone else because of the services they might need. It might be SNAP. It might be, you know, some kind of housing voucher, you know, whatever it is, Medicaid, et cetera.
So we are talking now to State Representative Tim Ackert, who is an electrician, business owner, and longtime advocate for growing our skilled labor workforce. And Representative Ackert, welcome to WICC. With your professional background alone, I could certainly see why calling non-degree workers a burden is inappropriate. But tell us in your own words, what were your thoughts when you heard that?
Quickly outraged, honestly, Melissa. It was just one of these that we continue to put down those that do not have experience in, you know, a college degree or you know, additional education. But us in the trades, like, and I've been doing it for many years, and I have a brother who is a professor at Drexel, a sister who's college educated, and I would argue that I've been probably more successful financially than them as a trade worker. I'm not saying that we're all, you know, doing extremely well, but right now the trade workers are really needed, and then the pay goes with that. And whether you're a painter, a sheetrocker, a framer, electrician, plumber, whatever, we're doing pretty well out there without any college debt. And as you know, what they're looking at is how do we help keep people not have college debt and you get out of college with it. That means subsidies from the state of Connecticut taxpayers. We put out about $40 million a year to the debt-free college. So who is those that are actually putting a financial strain on Connecticut taxpayers? Is it the people that are getting good-paying jobs in the trades? Or is it us subsidizing college students?
I see. Okay, I see. I was going to say, because to be totally honest, Representative Ackert, I did not see the context leading into this comment or even what came out of it. Again, this was a very quick clip that was sent to me. So without any other context to it, when I first heard the comment, at first I actually was a little, I don't want to say surprised, but I certainly was a little taken aback that especially Republicans were upset about it, because one of the things that I think the Republican Party has stood for, not just in Connecticut, but even federally, is that we are not providing enough good paying jobs, for example, so that people don't need to be on SNAP benefits, what have you. We're not doing a good enough job supporting people, making things affordable enough. And so when she made that comment and she brought up, you know, people who are a quote unquote burden, and she says for things like SNAP benefits, I actually thought that that was an interesting comment to make as a Democrat. But when you say it the way you just did and you describe what you're upset about, you're right. Where is the blame being shifted? Are we saying that we have to provide money for those programs because of people who don't have a degree and are in jobs that are not paying well enough versus if you have a college degree? And to your point, Representative Ackert, I agree with you. I know plenty of people who did not get a college degree or have just an associate's or have a certification in something, and they are incredibly successful. They are financially stable. And you look at the other side, people who have college educations and the amount of people who are living in their parents' basements and are trying to live paycheck to paycheck, if that, and don't even land in an industry that they went to school for. I get what you're saying.
Right.
I hear what you're saying.
Yep.
I hear what you're saying. So has there been any sort of an apology, a correction, anything like that from Representative Kavros DeGraw?
Yes, she sent out a follow-up comments saying that she didn't mean it in that way about the trade, because she knows good people in the trades, and she just followed up with that and saying that's not how it was intended. But I want to go even further with this. Are those in our society that can't make their way in life, whether they're, you know, mentally challenged, disabledly challenged, or are elderly, are those that we support with these benefits a burden? Or are they our neighbors that need assistance? So I got a little, even when I got diving into that comment a little bit more, you know, not just are we providing support for those that need that support, you know, then we should be doing that. I've always been supportive of, you know, for those that need assistance, we've got to look for ways to make, you know, make sure that we have that, whether it's our Medicaid benefits or SNAP benefits, but find ways to help them make their way in life. And it might not be going to college. You know, it might be just, you know, a certificate, as you mentioned, that they can get a service job that we need. Obviously, we need them in the state of Connecticut. I can't tell you how many times I've seen a restaurant close or a business close because they don't have staff that day. So we need workers in the state of Connecticut. I just find a way to help them make their way in life and get them off of the benefits that we provide to help them make their way in life.
So that stood out to me as well, Representative Ackert, was the fact that I was surprised somebody, you know, maybe not the governor, but I was surprised somebody from the Democratic Party didn't say something about this, because we have made such an effort. I mean, you just heard it in our news this week that we have a new chief manufacturing officer. Which is funny to me because we're still the only state, as far as I know, that has a chief manufacturing officer in the country. So we've made it a point in our state, especially, I will say, in the last few years, and this is certainly something that Governor Lamont is very, I think, because he's a businessman, first and foremost, even before a politician, he believes in the trades. He believes in getting, you know, young kids, middle high schoolers, starting to figure out what they want to do. And that is supporting our manufacturing, our entrepreneurs. I mean, what I find interesting is that you didn't hear from the Democratic Party going, wait, hold on, why are we pushing the narrative that you got to get a college degree? Because that's really not what Connecticut, I would say, has been focusing on, especially in recent years. That actually hasn't been, and we have a Democratic majority in Hartford. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised that that wasn't even addressed by the Democratic Party, let alone, I know, the Republicans, but why that wasn't addressed on the other side.
Right, and I think that a lot of us understand that a college degree, you know, can get you further in life. We always talk about that, you know, that ceiling if you don't have that degree. But I think we're getting past that, to be honest with you. So my background is not college educated at all. I served on the Higher Education Committee now for 12 of my 15 years, and also was appointed by Governor Rell to be a trustee for the community colleges because of my trade training background. So brought a little different, you know, view to the overseeing the community colleges. So I have that understanding that we, you know, people need to get additional education. But if you come out of a great Connecticut trade school, as many of my workers do, and they then get into the trades at 22 and 23 years old, they're making $75,000 a year with no debt.
Right. Right. No, and I again,
buying our houses and buying our cars and spending money in Connecticut.
Right. I mean, and looked only because it is obviously still fresh in people's minds, you know, this week, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I have to say, it is, whether people liked him or they didn't, I think one of the things I really respected about Charlie Kirk was the fact that this kid only had a high school diploma. I shouldn't even call him a kid. He's only a few years younger than me. But what I appreciated about him was he really fought the narrative that the only way forward was a college degree to get a good paying job. I mean, he was proof that that was not the case. And that was one of the things he often would debate with a lot of college students was, why are you paying all this money for a degree and what is it really getting you? And here was somebody who was knocked a lot by other students who thought they were better than him when they'd get to the microphone and say, well, you don't even have a college degree. And then he would go back at them and say, you have a philosophy degree. What does this philosopher think? And the students didn't even know who that philosopher was, and they were going to Ivy League schools. So I think that there is still a narrative that is a little bit broken in this country in general, and I hope that I felt like Connecticut didn't feel this way, and I still don't think Connecticut overall feels this way, that it's college or bust. I think we've really tried in this state to make that narrative go away because we know that's not the case. So I think comments like burden, I just feel like this woman did not pick the right wording. I believe that
because I've worked very well with her. But
yeah.
I just think that you've really gotta, you know, harness these comments, you know, and say, wait a minute, did that make sense?
Right.
You know, what I just said. But the term burden doesn't sit well with me at all, whether it's for, you know, those trying to work in the trades or is it the individuals that we're trying to help them, you know, help them through their daily lives.
Right, right. Well, Representative Ackert, I want to thank you for the work that you do here in the state of Connecticut and for coming on the show to address this, talk about this, and certainly, you know, hold people accountable. Words matter. And certainly we have feel like a message in Connecticut that is not college or bust. I think we're trying to get away from that. So you don't want to take steps back by making comments like burden. That is, it's inappropriate and it's just not accurate. So I thank you. I thank you for addressing that here on the show.
Thank you, Melissa. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. That is Representative Tim Ackert here on WICC.